Talking today with Terry Dietrich, president of the American Farmers and Ranchers. It's the Agricultural Act of 2014. 2014 Farm Bill. We thought we might get a 2012 Farm Bill a couple of years ago, Terry, but that was not to be. We now have a piece of legislation that's on the brink of becoming law. Your thoughts about House passage and the bill in general.
Ron, I think it's very, very important. This is long overdue. We've had the extension. The extension has expired. We've got producers that are trying to plan their future. They need to have some certainty when they go to the bank. The banks need some certainty because we operate a large part on borrowed capital, and it requires quite a bit of it. I commend Congressman Lucas. What a yeoman's job to, at the times that we're in now in Washington, D.C., to be able to get a bipartisan vote and to finally get it through the House of Representatives, which has kind of been the problem a lot all along, with, somewhere with a 60% vote, 62%. So I really commend he for the work that he's done and his staff. He has really put together a great staff, most of which are from Oklahoma, by the way. And they have just really exalted themselves. And to thank him, Congressman Cole, Congressman Mullen, for supporting that bill through the House.
Now, the measure, obviously, kind of we've been signaled for really over 2 years now that we knew direct farm program payments were going to go away. That's becoming more and more reality now. But there are obviously some other elements of a safety net that are in place to take their place.
Very true. And we have a lot of people, especially in Oklahoma, if they graze out, if they plant their wheat, then graze it out. They were very dependent upon those direct payments. However, with the new farm bill, we do have, I think, increased protection with crop insurance on our crops. Very, very important. This farm bill includes livestock disaster programs to help our livestock producers, and it's retroactive back to the expiration of the previous bill. That'll mean a lot of money to the economy of Oklahoma, and bless their hearts, we have got ranchers that have just been, they've had to liquidate their livestock, they've had no water in their ponds, they've had no hay, and it's all at the mercy of Mother Nature. And that's the point of the Farm Bill, is to help us when we are victims of a price collapse that we had nothing to do with and or natural disasters. And Congressman Lucas has done a great job addressing all of those for all of Oklahoma, all of the nation, and specifically he understood Oklahoma very well.
Obviously, we're anticipating a positive vote in the Senate. President has signaled, the administration has signaled that the president will sign the measure. Then it's implementation. How smoothly are you anticipating that will go?
Well, they write the law, and then they write the rules. And the rules is where the devil stays most of the time. But I do think that there will be some very strict oversight on behalf of the committee to see that thing is implemented in a way that they intend for it to be. There's a lot of changes, and it takes a long time to change some of these things, especially in the days of computers when you've got to write new programs. And my heart goes out to our Farm Service Agency that has to put a smile and a face on what comes out of Washington, D.C., but they do a good job of it.
Coming up pretty quickly, 2014 Annual Convention of American Farmers Ranchers, Oklahoma Farmers Union. You've already had work on your resolutions process. You've had a resolutions committee that's met. Give me some highlights of some things that you anticipate the delegates will be looking at and considering at the Embassy Suites in Norman.
All right. This is a highlight of our year. We have professional insurance representation in 166 communities across the state. We represent over 120,000 people. This is the time when they can come in and let us know their hearts and minds. We've had our county meetings all over the state. And we've had our policy committee that dealt with resolutions that have come from those county meetings. course, the federal farm bill we've got behind us now, we hope, and that has been a big concern of ours and a push, and I think it is what it is now. We have to figure out how we're going to live with it. Other issues that are coming up, you know, one of the big issues is always water, and I have run it by our policy committee. I do not anticipate any change to our water policy, which opposes selling water to Texas. We have lots of needs for that water right here within our state. Our policy also states that in the event that water is ever sold, the people in the watershed from whence that water came should also share in the proceeds of that. That's a natural resource where they dwell, and they should have some proceeds from that. Other issues that are concerning us statewide, there's a trailer tag bill that's going to be put out there again this year. And when we think of the numbers of trailers that from wire roller trailers to lawnmower trailers to cattle trailers, anhydrous trailers, you name it. We've got all kinds of trailers on the farms. If we were to have to start tagging all of those, it would be a nightmare. And quite frankly, we think the expense of titling them and so on and going through the making of the tags, we think it's a profit loss to the state of Oklahoma. And we just don't think that that can be done. So we're going to oppose that. We also are very concerned about a move to try to put FFA chapters in career tech centers. We're afraid that this is an encouragement that superintendents in smaller schools might say, hey, if they can get vocational agriculture at the career tech center, then why are we spending the money for it in our community? And FFA is something that holds our communities together. It's a foundation block in our communities. And we just we're opposed to doing anything that would encourage it to ever be separated from our public schools. We're very much in favor of funding for school security and storm shelters in schools. We send our kids off to school. We've got to protect them. And especially in a lot of rural communities where it may be an hour and a half bus ride before they can get home in case of any kind of bad weather emergency. So we've got to be fixed where we can take care of them right there. Those are just a few of the things that are right off the top of the list. Actually, in an election year, we don't expect a whole lot of controversial things to come up because the legislatures just don't want to deal with that in an election year. So I anticipate a relatively smooth legislative session this year. I hope I'm not wrong.